What, so I can eat shit? You telling me to eat shit and die?
Wait, this is Charlie. Anyway, this is Mrs. Frieda's session 45.
I'm trying to say, Charlie, is that we're going on this journey together, you and I.
And me calling out the session number and the game title means that I'm recording.
Well, eat shit.
I wanted my homosexual references to Charlie to be in the recording.
Wait,
fuck
what?
You. What?
So the recording started.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
As always. What are you counting down to?
For my belittlement.
Oh.
God, you didn't prepare this. We are so
It already happened. It's happened many times, I think.
We've had Charlie, 2 weeks. See, the thing is, counting down to your own belittlement isn't in a way belittlement. Except it's self-belittlement. So you just did our jobs for us. Good job. Turns out, you're able to belittle yourself better than any of us.
And that's the real miracle.
Self-depreciation is truly the best depreciation.
Stick my dick in your ear.
Because like, one of these days, you're going to come out and just say, fuck all your shit. This is why you're all douchebags.
No, I'm saving
I like how
that
you're
for
encouraging
special.
Charlie to just, like, lash out at us.
You are literally that guy who, you know, sticks the, chair in a lion's face. Circus lion. Which, in a way, is, like, the most belittled lion in existence.
Yes. Truly. Truly.
Someday we'll find someone else to be the butt monkey. But right now, it's not happening. I'm sorry, Charlie. You suffer a very, very unfortunate fate.
Fucking King Kong up into shit. Yeah.
What?
No, I'm fucking Donkey Kong. You're throwing barrels all over your shit. You don't know me.
Charlie, if this is gonna break out into a rap, I suggest that we start the game now.
DK! Donkey Kong!
Oh, no. Yeah. You know what? No, podcast over. We're done.
No!
Yeah, we all quit.
Podcast is done. It's gone forever.
This is it! I will kill myself over this!
This is the point. Strong. This is the point. Yeah, this is the point in. I watch the film and go back in time to when I'm a baby, and then I kill myself.
With your own umbilical cord.
Yep.
That reference will make me quit the podcast.
Whoa, what? You discussed that. You said you liked that ending better.
I did like that ending better, but I didn't say at one point did I ever say that was a good movie.
Yeah, I liked
what
it.
Movie?
The Butterfly Effect.
I like the
non-baby suicide ending better.
Actually, this is going to sound kind of weird because I'm GMing right now, but I can't decide. I can't decide really who I want to have this. So can Neil, Scott, and George give me like a face plus charm or something just to see who looks the most trustworthy?
Does Scott actually have charm?
Face plus charm?
Why not? I don't care.
Yeah,
I do. Hang on.
Let's see, and I do too, but
I will point out that George is going to be, like, on the back wall, like, trying to not be seen. So.
Yeah, the
he can
stars,
look charming from all the way over do there.
Nate, do the zeros out from last game, have they healed at all?
Probably not.
I have.
Anything that was zeroed out? You have at least one.
You probably, I don't know, super science. Super science
yeah.
Fixed you.
I'll say that your stuff's healed.
All right, I'm rolling 2 dice.
Yeah,
and I got to
change
nothing.
The fight. I'm back.
Wait,
I'm...
let me actually 2 dice with use existentialist text to things don't matter. So 5 dice.
All right, so I'm gonna use a
still nothing
charm, which is 3 plus a relationship with Manny, which ups it to 7.
Hey, it's the same number of dice that Scott rolls.
2 sevens.
2 eights.
Oh, okay. Scott wins. Which is excellent.
Why?
Well.
Oh, because it. I'll tell you in a second. Anyway,